Why certain dates hit harder in recovery. There are certain dates on the calendar that hit different when you are in recovery. Birthdays, death anniversaries, the date you got sober, the date you hit rock bottom. These are not just days. They are emotional landmines that can destabilize even the most solid recovery if you are not prepared for them. Handling milestone dates and emotional anniversaries is a skill most people in recovery have to learn the hard way, usually after one catches them off guard and nearly pulls them under. Your body keeps its own calendar. The tricky thing about these dates is that you do not always see them coming. Sometimes you wake up in a terrible mood and cannot figure out why, until you check the calendar and realize it is the anniversary of something painful. Your body remembers what your conscious mind tries to forget. That is not weakness. That is how trauma works. Your nervous system keeps its own calendar, and it does not care whether you have been trying to move on. When happy dates feel complicated. Not all milestone dates are painful. Some of them are supposed to be happy, and those can be just as dangerous. Your sobriety anniversary should feel like a celebration, but it can also bring up complicated emotions. Pride mixed with shame about how long it took to get here. Gratitude mixed with grief for what you lost along the way. Joy mixed with guilt about the people you hurt during active addiction. Relief mixed with anxiety about whether you can keep it going. Birthdays are the same. A day that is supposed to be about joy can become a reminder of all the birthdays you spent using, or the people who are no longer around to celebrate with you. The complexity of these emotions is what makes them so hard to manage. How handling milestone dates and emotional anniversaries starts with awareness. Handling milestone dates and emotional anniversaries starts with acknowledging that these days carry weight. Pretending they do not matter does not make them go away. It just means you are less prepared when the emotions show up. The first step is always awareness. Look at your calendar at the beginning of each month and identify any dates that might trigger a strong emotional response. Mark them. Not to dread them, but to plan for them. Planning for milestone dates and emotional anniversaries. Once you know a difficult date is coming, build a plan around it. A few things that make a real difference. Have someone to talk to on that day, whether a therapist, sponsor, friend, or family member who understands plan a physical activity that helps you discharge emotional energy. Find a way to honor the date that feels meaningful, whether visiting a place, writing a letter you will never send, or sitting with the feelings. Avoid making major decisions or taking on extra stress in the days surrounding the date. The danger of isolation. Why being alone on hard days is almost always the wrong move. One of the biggest mistakes people make with emotional anniversaries is isolating. The instinct to be alone on a hard day makes sense on the surface. You do not want to burden anyone. You do not want to explain why you are upset. You just want to get through it. But isolation in recovery is almost always the wrong move. It gives the emotions nowhere to go except inward, and that is where they start feeding cravings. According to Mayo Clinic, unmanaged stress directly affects mood and behavior, including increased risk of substance misuse. Even if you do not feel like talking, being around someone who knows what the day means to you can be enough to keep you grounded. Watch the days around the date. 2. It is also worth paying attention to the days around the milestone, not just the day itself. A lot of people brace for the actual date and then fall apart the day before or the day after. Emotional anniversaries do not always land on schedule. Sometimes the dread leading up to the date is worse than the day itself. Sometimes the relief afterward opens a floodgate you were not expecting. Give yourself a buffer zone of a few days on either side where you are paying closer attention to your emotional state and being gentler with yourself. Holidays and creating new traditions. Why holidays carry extra weight? Holidays deserve special mention because they combine milestone energy with social pressure. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve, the 4th of July. These are days loaded with expectations, family dynamics, and for a lot of people, memories of using. The cultural pressure to be happy on these days can make you feel like something is wrong with you if you are struggling. Nothing is wrong with you. You are a person in recovery dealing with a day that carries a lot of emotional weight. That is allowed. Building new memories on top of old ones. Creating new traditions around difficult dates is one of the most powerful things you can do. If a particular anniversary used to be spent using, replace it with something that matters to you now. Cook a meal you love, or try a new recipe. Go somewhere beautiful that has no connection to your past. Call someone who has been part of your recovery journey. Write down what you are grateful for since the last time this date came around. The goal is not to erase the old memory, but to build a new one on top of it. Over time, the new memory starts to carry more weight than the old one. Handling milestone dates and emotional anniversaries is about feeling everything. Handling milestone dates and emotional anniversaries is not about getting through them without feeling anything. It is about feeling everything and still choosing sobriety. Some of these days will always be hard. That is just the truth. But hard does not have to mean dangerous. With the right preparation, the right support, and the willingness to feel what comes up instead of numbing it, these dates become something you move through rather than something that moves through you. Essence Recovery Center is here to help you build resilience. At Essence Recovery Center, we help you develop the emotional tools you need to handle the hardest days in recovery. Our residential treatment program includes individual therapy, group support, and coping strategies designed to carry you through every milestone, anniversary, and challenge that comes your way. Contact us today to learn more.